Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's John Ostakovich, and here's what's happening. Commonwealth Court ruled yesterday that election officials in Pennsylvania cannot reject a mail-in ballot because of a faulty date on the return envelope. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the ruling is a victory for voting rights advocates.
State law says voters must sign and date mail-in ballot envelopes, but thousands of voters forget the date or write the wrong one and were being disenfranchised when their ballots were tossed as a result. Commonwealth Court says that violates the state constitution's free and equal election clause. It ordered Philadelphia and Allegheny County, the named defendants in the suit, to stop enforcing the dating provision. But Ben Geffen of the Public Interest Law Center, who represented the voting rights advocates that brought the case, believes it's applicable throughout the state.
Pennsylvania is the birthplace of modern democracy, and we have a long tradition here of free and equal elections. Today's decision adds to that legacy.
Though County Commission Chair Omar Sabir technically lost the case, he's pleased with the outcome.
Well, it's great. I mean, this is a start, but the legislator needs to do more to make voting accessible.
Sabir says voters should still be very careful to read and follow mail-in ballot rules and get them in early so the election board can notify them if they've made any mistakes.
The Republican Party, which intervened in the case, can appeal. Officials could not be reached for comment. One day before the anniversary of his escape from Chester County Prison, Danilo Cavalcante has pleaded guilty to charges related to his escape and time on the run. A story from KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
35-year-old Danilo Cavalcante pleaded guilty to escape, illegal possession of a firearm, and two counts of burglary. In a negotiated deal with prosecutors, he's sentenced to an additional 15 to 30 years in state prison on top of the life sentence he's currently serving for murder. Cavalcante's attorney, Lonnie Fish.
If that life sentence gets vacated, then he's going to do this 15 to 30 years, or if something were to happen. So that's why this was a good deal for him, because, frankly, this wasn't a whodunit.
Each burglary charge carries a mandatory minimum of 10 years since Cavalcante was convicted of murdering his ex-girlfriend, but in the plea deal, he'll serve both at the same time. He'd been sentenced to life in prison when he escaped on August 31st last year. Cavalcante pleaded guilty to entering a home near the prison the night he escaped and stealing clothes, a knife, and other items. He also pleaded guilty to entering the garage of a home in North Coventry and stealing a .22 rifle, which he had on him when he was caught on September 13th. Cavalcante is currently serving his life sentence in SCI Green in western Pennsylvania.
There's a lot of history in Delaware County, and officials want your help preserving it. KYW's Justin Udo has the story.
We've lost a lot of historic buildings over the past 100 years.
That's Kate Clifford with the Delaware County Planning Department, who says they're looking for three volunteers to be on the county's Heritage Commission.
They're an advisory group. They advise the county council on heritage-related matters, about the county-owned historic properties, and they have a award ceremony and a educational seminar every year.
If you have a passion for or are a history buff of architecture in Delaware County, now is your chance to show off your chops in the county that boasts the oldest home in the state.
This was started to kind of guide the different municipalities and historic organizations and elected officials into thinking about historic preservation.
There are three open positions on the advisory commission, and deadline to apply is September 6th.
A section of the Philadelphia Fringe Festival, which kicks off next week, draws on the city's growing community of circus performers. KYW's Sabrina Boyd Circa, not circus, but Circa, has more on the Cannonball Festival Hub.
Cannonball started when a group of artists from Almanac Dance Circus Theater decided to pool resources to help with the costs and logistics of producing fringe shows. The Hub has grown from 28 shows at one venue to 120 shows across 5 venues. Performance styles include dance, theater, activist art, and of course, circus. But program manager Ben Grinberg says it's not the big top Barnum and Bailey style you might think of.
Because all of our venues are really small, you get really close to these performers, and there are people who are using circus to say all kinds of different things, tell all kinds of different stories.
Some of the shows are reflections on deep issues in our community.
Funeral for the Deaf Machines by Dusky Projects. It's a musical that's really questioning gun violence.
While others are playful, family-friendly showcases.
Team Mighty is by Alyssa Bigby and her son, Kane Duveen. It's a mother-son duo about becoming a superhero through circus.
Cannonball has shows running throughout the month of September in Northern Liberties, North Philly, and Old City.
That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.